We are not against people who don't attend church anywhere. Instead, we pursue them with love, the very same love that's pursuing us. At our church, we're learning to serve God with all our hearts, and we're learning to worship Him with all our lives. And if you're looking for the perfect church, we're not it. At our church, we will make mistakes, but we will choose to grow from them.
Of Wirecast.
At our church, we're part of a global community that's knit together by the resurrection of Jesus. And by the way, at our church, we believe that really happened too. At our church, we will engage with people who are in real need because we are the hands and the feet of Christ. And finally, we need you to hear this loud and clear. At our church, it's not really our church at all. It's His. And we live and move and breathe in His church for His glory and His fame, not ours. So here's the invitation. You're invited to jump in with your whole heart at your own pace and to experience the life that awaits you in Christ. Friends, this is going to be good. Welcome to our church.
Where I run, the fountain I drink.
demonstration of Wirecast.
Your triumph unfolds, it's never failing. Take courage, my heart. Stay steadfast, my soul. He's in the waiting. He's in the waiting. Pour on to your hope. As your triumph unfolds. He's never failing. He's never failing. No. Take courage, my heart. Stay steadfast, my soul. He's in the waiting. He's in the waiting.
Of Wirecast.
Hold on to your hope. As your triumph unfolds. He's never failing. He's never failing.
Of Wirecast.
Oh God, you're the author of our fate. You're the finisher. You are everything to me. Oh God, you're the author of our fate. You're the finisher. You are everything to me,
Wirecast.
You're the author of our fate. You're the finisher. You are everything to me, oh God. You're the author of our fate. You're the finisher. You are everything to me. Oh God, you're the author of our faith.
Of Wirecast.
You're the finisher. You are everything to me. Oh God, you're the author of our faith. You're the finisher.
Of Wirecast.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus.
deliver yourself right now.
I hear the chains falling.
Every form of cancer, every disease, every sickness that's in this place, every ounce of depression and anxiety, you have to go in the powerful name of Jesus. The chains are falling off in this place in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Sing it again.
I hear the chains falling.
Says in Psalm 30 verse 5, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. I've been feeling this all during worship. It's just been pressing on my spirit, and I didn't want to say it, but I just feel faith rising in this room today. And I just need you to know, some people may be battling depression in this place this morning. Some people may be dealing with extreme anxiety. Some people are struggling with poverty. Some people are struggling with lack. Some people are struggling with their faith. I just need you to know that weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. What I mean by that is that anything that goes past one night, one day, has gone past its biblical standard. Joy comes in the morning. Today is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Today is the day. Lord, we receive it. Lord, we thank you that you're here. Lord, we thank you for your presence. Lord, we thank you that there's power in your name to diminish depression, to diminish anxiety. God, we thank you, Lord, for your miracle working power today, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that we didn't let snow keep us from coming into your presence, Lord. Lord, we thank you. Have your way in this place today. Do what only you can do, Father. And we thank you for it. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray.
Wirecast.
Amen. You may be seated. Well, good morning, Carpenter Shop Church. How's everybody doing this morning? Great, great. Any first-time guests in the house this morning? I see some new faces. All right, all right. We're so glad you're here this morning. Before you leave, go check out our visitor center. We have a free gift for you. We just want to connect with you and love on you. We're so glad you're here. Well, it's offering time, tithing offering time. Anybody ready? Come on now.
Demonstration of Wirecast.
Give and you shall receive. Amen. So many ways you can give this morning. You can give by check to CSIC, or you can give online to the CSIC online app. So many easy ways to give. Amen. Well, let's worship as we give.
This is a demonstration of Wirecast.
Here in your love, here in your love. It's no no place I'd rather be. There's no place I'd rather be. There's no place I'd rather be than here in your love.
Can you feel the fire of the Spirit this morning in the house? You know, it's a beautiful day outside. Some people might disagree with that, but I've always liked the first snow of the season. Everything's perfectly white, you know, when you look out your window. And even if it's just a little dusting, you look out and you're like, man, it's just beautiful. There's no, you know, there's no flaw anywhere almost. It just looks like everything is perfect. But you ever noticed when the snow is that way, especially if it's just a little coating, and if you ever go outside for the first time and you step in that snow and then you turn around, you look behind you, it doesn't look so pretty anymore, right? You start seeing a little bit of mud coming up, a little bit of dirt, and you know, it's kind of like our lives and our walk with Jesus, and the enemy, he's determined for you to think that your worth, your value, and what you're all about is what's back here in the mud, right? What's standing back there in the mud. But God wants you to know that it doesn't matter where you stepped. What matters is where you are right now and that next step that you're about to take. And if you look out in front of you, if you fix your eyes on God, guess what you see? It's all pretty and white out there, right? You got to keep your eyes from behind you. Keep your eyes fixed on Jesus. Amen. Amen. It was good to see you guys in the house. We always have a smaller turnout during the snow. Cast. You know, we're skittish around here. We've got a couple people helping us in the kids' ministry, and Pastor Miranda texted them this morning and said, you guys going to be able to make it this morning? They said, what are you talking about? We're from Connecticut. This is nothing here. Come on. So we're good to have good to see everybody here today. We are gonna save. I'll save you a few steps, and I'll just escort your kids back. There's only a few in the house, so just meet me right there at the door, kids. I'll escort you back. We're gonna attempt Christmas practice at 2:00. We'll see what the weather does in a few more hours here. If by some chance we call that off, Pastor Miranda has everyone's numbers, and we'll be letting you guys know. So plan to be here if you can at 2:00, 2 to 4 for play practice. Kids, meet me at the door. Thank you.
Well, praise the Lord. Welcome to our small country church. Come on, somebody. How many remember those days when there were a few? Come on. I remember when there were 12 here. Amen. But I thank the Lord for being here today. I don't know. The song was right. No place I'd rather
this
be. Come on.
Demonstration
than here in your love cast. And here with God's people. And it's always a hard call to make, you know, when you look outside and you say, man, what do you do? And people start texting you and calling, hey, pastor, are we on? Are we on? Are we on? And they're all looking to me to make a decision. I see other ministers in the crowd today. They're all looking to the pastor to make decisions. Hey, and here's the deal. Once you make it, guess what? It's made. Amen? Because when I got here this morning, the rain that I told everybody, oh, it's just raining. Guess what? Turn back to snow. Amen.
This is a demonstration
so
of Wirecast.
Anyway, we're glad you're here today. And I marvel at the thread of truth that's already just interwoven into this service. You know, even the song choices. I know they weren't chosen this morning, but even the song choices. It's in the waiting, guys. It's in the waiting. If you're struggling, it's in the waiting. Amen? Take courage. It's in the waiting. And there is no place that you really need to be except in His presence. And you know what? He can break every chain. Amen. And you're right. We need to declare that from our mouth. Come on. Come on. I thought Travis was going to get all up in my sermon Kool-Aid this morning. Let's just join our hearts together for just a little bit. You guys, if you would help me a little bit this morning, if you guys from the back would just kind of move toward the front, that would just kind of make it complete for me. I like to be around people. Amen. My wife says that a lot. She says, honey, I watch you. She said, you thrive off people. The more people, the closer you are to people, the better off you are. And that's true. That's true. Sometimes that's just true. I'm believing that that God's going to meet us here in the altar today. I really am. I appreciate you, worship team. You appreciate this worship team? Come on. Appreciate them. God's going to meet us here. Our hearts go out to you, Diane Prince.
This is a demonstration of Wirecast.
She lost her mother yesterday. I don't know what that's like. But you know, if time affords that opportunity to me, I know there are some that have lost parents this year. Pastor Sandy, I saw him here. That's something I'm going to face. My mom's 80. And statistically, she's probably going to go before I do if you go on statistics, but not necessarily.
This is a demonstration of Wirecast.
Well, my heart goes out to you today, and our hearts here at Carpenter Shop goes out to you. But yet to have the treasure of having those days when you know everything is pretty much going south, at least you can say, you know what, every day is so important now that I go there, that I be there, that I speak those things. How many of y'all have experienced that before? Come on. I haven't done that yet. I've preached a lot of funerals in my life, but I haven't been there. Pastor Joy lost her mom. We were pastoring here.
This is a demonstration
of Wirecast. She lost
her mom
to a tragic automobile accident. 53 years old, left home that morning, was going to work her last day on the job because her dream of owning her own business was becoming a reality Monday morning. And she got killed a mile or so from the job site. And I remember Pastor Joy saying, she said, it's so unfair. I didn't get to say anything to her. It's just pow, that's it. So those hospice times
this
are tough.
This is a demonstration of Wirecast.
You do have that window. You do have that window. You got that window. Can we just shift gears for a second here? I'm feeling the Holy Ghost, man. Just, can I just get you to come around the altar? Just come around the altar. There's just a few of us here. There's not that many. We'll preach in a minute, I promise you. There's ministers here, Pastor Jonathan, Pastor Sandy. You guys, if you would face this way, Pastor Noli.
This is a demonstration of Wirecast.
Because there's some folk here that need some prayer this morning. Diane, come let us pray for you, dear. Let's just come around the altar. Matter of fact, there's not too big a crowd that we just couldn't pray for everybody. You know? Can we do that? We can pray for everybody. Pray for everybody this morning. Praise the Lord. Pastor Joy, come join me here. Just pray for some people.
This is a demonstration
Keith,
of Wirecast.
Just start right over there and just pray for some people, man. Let's just believe God.
No place I'd rather be. No place I'd rather be. There's no place I'd rather be than here in your love, here in your love. No place I'd rather be.
This is a demonstration.
There's no place I'd rather be. There's no place I'd rather be than here in your love, here in your love. One more time. There's no place I'd rather be. There's no place I'd rather be. There's no place I'd rather be. And here in your love, here in your love.
This is a demonstration of Wirecast.
Set a fire.
To set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain and I can't control. I want more of you, God. I want more of you.
Sing it again.
Set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain and I can't control. Cause I want more of you, God. I want more of you, God.
Wirecast.
There's no place I'd rather be.
place I'd rather be. There's no place I'd rather be. There's no place I'd rather be. Here in your love, here in your love. There's no place I'd rather be. There's no place I'd rather be. There's no place I'd rather be. Here in your love, here in your love.
Wirecast.
Set a fire.
Set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain and I can't control. Cause I want more of you, God. I want more of you, God. Set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain and I can't control. Cause I want more of you, God. I want more of you, God. Set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain, that I can't control. Cause I want more of you, God. I want more of you, God.
Is a demonstration of Wirecast.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Is a demonstration of Wirecast.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. No place I'd rather be. Here in your love, here in your love. No place I'd rather be. No place I'd rather be.
This is a demonstration of
no
Wirecast.
No place I'd rather be. Here in your love, here in your love. Thank you, Father. Lord, I pray in Jesus' name that you would take your word now and speak to our hearts for just a moment. God, we bless those who are not here today, Lord. We thank you for their lives, their witnesses, their testimonies. We thank you, God, that sometimes folk make decision to stay put. And Lord, we honor that today. And we ask a blessing over their lives today.
Of Wirecast.
Amen. Amen. Let me read to you just a quick note. This morning I got a text message from Pastor Randy who he said, hey, I thought I was going to get to come to Carpenter Shop this morning. And he was going to be able to be here publicly in person because of the snow, but over in Columbia, they didn't get anything. So
he said, hey, would you please
share this? Now, if you were in a Wednesday night service, you already know this, but to our dear church family at CSIC. What a pleasure and an honor it has been for us to make new friends and even reconnect with some of the past. We've been truly honored to serve Pastor Wallace and you through praise and worship, receiving the word, teaching, and just fellowship at Carpenter Shop Church for the past season. However, believing that it's God's will that we must now be away for a while serving as pastors of the Assembly of Praise Church in Columbia.
This is a demonstration of Wirecast.
We do not believe this is just so long for now. We'll continue to teach discipleship on Wednesday nights until further notice. We covered everyone's prayers during this season and this transition. We love y'all and wish you a very Merry Christmas. Randy and Mitzi Hughes. Give the Lord a hand for Randy and Mitzi Hughes. Praise God. Great couple, great ministry. They have helped me so much in transitional times in churches. And I sent them in one season in Grandy.
This
and they just,
is a demonstration totally of Wirecast.
And put that church back into health. And now they'll be at Columbia for until further notice. Amen. Praise God. So we bless them. I want to speak to you today a message simply that I've entitled Holiday Help. Get your head right. Well, I would say so, wouldn't you? Get your head right. I marvel. I was listening to Travis and listening to
this
Lauren.
This is a demonstration
that
of Wirecast.
Coming out of people's mouth this morning. And it's just aligning with what the Lord has spoken to my heart for just a few moments this morning. Get your head right. Don't be a Grinch. Come on, look at your neighbor and tell him, don't be a Grinch. Don't be a Grinch. Don't be a Scrooge. You got to get your head right if you're going to go into the holidays. You know what? Because can I just tell you something? Society, the media, the marketplace is working on your head. That's where they work. That's where they work. They work on your head. You look at the commercials. They gear the commercials toward you. And they're, you know, I mean, if you're not struggling in one area or another, you know, if you're not careful, you'll see a commercial about it every night. You know, something's going to come up. You know, maybe you got injured in an accident. Blow the hammer, Stanley. You know, you're going to see somebody's going to talk to you.
Wirecast.
And then commercials telling you this is what you need. This is what everybody's got to have. You know, there's one guy on there this year that says, hey, I'll just send me your favorite photo. Email it to so-and-so at photo.com. And, hey, you can choose from all the 30, 40 gifts we've got. We'll put it in a box, put a note in there for you, and send it for you. And can you imagine the business that's drummed up just from just taking your phone and sending one? He said, just send me one picture. How many of y'all seen that commercial? Just a picture. And just next thing you know, you're
this is a demonstration
in 5 days,
of Wirecast.
Your package is delivered to your destination. And you don't even have to leave home. And guess what? People are doing that. You know why? Because we topped the charts this year on Black Friday. $6.22 billion online only. $2 million from a cell phone. $2 billion, excuse me, from a cell phone. That's not sitting at work. That's not at the laptop. That's not, you know, at the computer, the PC. That's
this
just taking your smartphone. And Americans spent $2 billion from a smartphone. Whew. And then Cyber Monday came. Hey, I want nothing. Another $7 billion on Cyber Monday. And you know what that tells you? Man, I got to get busy. I got to go shopping. I mean, it puts you under pressure. It puts you under the pressure to perform. What do you want? What do you need? Everything's on sale. And what I've noticed about holidays,
this is a demonstration
is
of Wirecast.
It magnifies where you are. If you're struggling in depression, let me just make a statement here. You will be more depressed at Christmas. If you struggle with addiction, you'll be more addicted at Christmas. If you struggle with substance abuse or maybe you got a habit that you're dealing with, it'll intensify during the holidays. If you're an emotional eater, you're going to eat more. Amen?
This is a demonstration of Wirecast.
Amen? I mean, that's just the way it is. The holidays call for these kinds of things. Because what happens in the holidays is you start to compare yourself. And let me just tell you something. The spirit of comparison will wreck you. It will wreck you. Go back to Genesis and look at the Cain-Abel story. Comparison will jack you up, man. It'll mess you up. If you start comparing yourself to the next guy, to the next gal, you're going to be in trouble. Comparison will get you in trouble.
This is a demonstration of Wirecast.
Societal pressure, social media, television, and the like tell everyone that this is who you're supposed to be. You know, if it's getting rid of wrinkles or whatever, this is who you're supposed to be. You're not supposed to age. Have you ever tried a bottle of that anti-aging cream? It don't work. It don't always work because you're still going to do what? According to God's calendar, no matter how much cream you put on your face. Now, it can help you.
Now,
how much cream you put on your face, eventually your anti-aging cream is not going to work. Talk to somebody 90 about it. Okay? Ellen said, talk to somebody 60 about it. Yeah, talk to somebody 57 about it. Amen? And so humanity at large is pressured. We're pressured. We're pressured to perform. We're pressured to, you know, to be something that maybe we're really not, to look like something that we may not look like. I saw a post on Facebook to Brian Salter's church at Sandhills. They said, hey, Pastor Brian, since you're new, why don't you consider just having a plain, simple come-as-you-are day and just challenge everybody in the church to get up, get out of bed, put their clothes on, and come to God's house just like they are. Why don't you just try that? Now, I don't think that'd be too successful because we got a lot of folks that, you know, I mean, hey, I'm funny about my hair, too. There's not much of it, but what is up there, I'm funny about. Okay? Come on, are y'all here?
This is a
there's not much up there. What's not turned gray, turned loose. It's not much up there, but what there is there, I'm funny about it. My wife always said, don't you touch his hair. He don't want you to touch his hair. Anybody remember the Saturday Night Fever? And John Travolta, he was always concerned about it. That's my hair. Anybody remember that line? My hair. Don't touch my hair. I'm dating myself here. That was in the 70s. But we're challenged to be someone that we're not. We're pressured to be something that we're not.
This is a demonstration.
And we're always pulled at by society. And as we face the holidays, guess what? Unfortunately, it gets worse. Because we have the bar set up here and we might not be able to get there. Philippians chapter 4. I believe you're called to keep your head straight. I'm going to go through a few verses here, and I hope this is an encouragement to you. He says, this is Travis's line when he first hit the platform today, rejoice.
This is
rejoice. And again, I say rejoice. He says, rejoice in the Lord when? Always. And then he uses the idea of saying it again. I will say it again. Rejoice. You know, have you ever had an encounter with one of your kids, and then you wore their tail out or spanked them or something, and then you looked at them and said, "Don't you cry." Come on. Have y'all ever done that? Straighten your mouth. Straighten yourself up. Stop crying.
This is a demonstration.
Come on, y'all. Anybody ever done that besides me? And then maybe you had to spank them right before you walked into church or right before you got to the birthday party or something like that. And you hit them by the seat of the pants and said, smile now. Come on. Some of y'all have done that too. Smile. And I mean, crocodile tears are still rolling down their face and you're telling them, smile. Pastor, how do you know that? Because I do that. I still do that.
This is a demonstration of Wirecast.
Okay? Your parents are going to be here in a minute. Smile. Okay? Act like you're happy. Okay? I do love you. I want you to come back. But you aggravated me today. Okay? Rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord. When? Verse 4, always. And again, I say rejoice. I looked up this word, and it means
this
just that, to
be glad.
This
is a demonstration of Wirecast.
Be glad. You know what? It's a choice. It really is a choice. You can study the word joy, and joy is not like happiness. Happiness is contingent upon things. Okay? Happiness is contingent upon things. My daughter was a little down this week, so she called mom and dad, and guess what? We took her shopping, got her nails done. Guess what? She's happy. Ain't that right, Heather? She's happy. But she might not have been happy, but she still had joy. You can't take my joy from me. And my joy is not contingent upon my nails or my clothes or my boops. As Abigail's little girl, she calls them things boops. B-O-O-P-S. So when I got dressed this morning, Mimi said, "You got your boops on, Pops?" I said, "Yep, you got your boops on."
Demonstration of Wirecast.
Boops. Happiness can come from boops. It can come from nails. It can come from a trip to the spa. It can come from a nice restaurant, like according to Aubrey Morris's Bojangles. Okay? Y'all can tell I do read your post on Facebook. But that's happiness. Joy
is
only dependent upon one
thing. Wirecast.
An inner peace that comes from relationship with Christ. So you listen, you can lose everything, but you still have your joy. You can be broke, but you can still have joy. You might not be happy about it where you are, but you still have joy. He says, rejoice, and again I say rejoice. Be glad. It means to thrive, to offer a sense of greeting and contentment. Then verse 5, let your gentleness be evident to all, the Lord is near. I scratched my head on this verse when I was studying it. Let your gentleness be evident to all, the Lord is near. In the King James Version, the word is tracked down in the Greek as the word moderation. You know what God loves? He loves it when you're balanced. How many of y'all know people who are people of extreme? They have to go they can't just do anything simply. They just got to go the whole distance, 100%. But moderation is a good thing.
This is a demonstration moderation of Wirecast.
And this is what he says. He says, let your gentleness, let your moderation be evident to people. In other words, don't be easily shaken or moved by things. Okay? Don't be easily shaken. Don't be easily moved. So you missed the sale. So what? Get online and buy it. There's another way. There's another way. And then in verse 6, he says, this is a powerful verse here. Do not be anxious about anything.
This is a demonstration of Wirecast.
But in everything, in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, then you present your request to God. How many of y'all are anxious people? I am. Sometimes I can get anxious. I can get anxious. Anxiety or want to make sure it's, now. I grew up this way. If you said, hey, I'll meet you there at 5.
This is a demonstration of Wirecast.
If at 5 minutes to 5, quarter to 5, 10 to 5, you know what I'm doing? Where are they at? And I found out when you're like that, God will put you with somebody to spend the rest of your life with that's not like that. Come on. I just see Heather just, popping Pastor Sandy on the back. How many of y'all married the other kind? Come on. Come on. You married the other kind. But here's what happens.
Demonstration of Wirecast.
Here's what happens. God takes the way he is, and God takes the way she is, and over the course of time, and not in the first 6 months of marriage, not even in the first 6 years, but over the course of time, he will create a balance. Out of the two of you, where one is one way, one is the other way, you will meet each other in the middle. When Joy and I first got married, man, I was a stickler for this. You need to be there early. And she tried to teach me and train me, you don't need to be there early. You just need to be on time. How y'all knew that so well? How many of y'all like to be early? Come on. How many of you, just as long as you're on time, or even if you're 5 minutes late, you don't care? How can y'all be that way? I don't understand that. How do you sign that? I'm frustrated. How do you sign frustrated?
This is a demonstration of Wirecast.
Okay. Next time I'm going to go where she's standing there putting on makeup, I'm going to stand there in front of the mirror and go. Be anxious for what? For nothing. He says here, listen, if you want to keep your head straight, especially heading to the holidays, don't be anxious about anything. But in every situation, by prayer
this
and
is
petition,
a demonstration you, and of
you know what you need, might need to be praying and petitioning about is your own attitude. By prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. The word anxious here is concerns the troubles of life's cares. Life's cares. Then he says in verse 7, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds. Why does it say mind? Because that's where it starts.
This is a demonstration of Wirecast.
That's where the anxiety starts. That's where worry begins. It begins in the mind. You know, we're trying to figure it all out. We're trying to wrap our mind around the circle, trying to figure it out, trying to wonder how it's going to end up and all this. That's anxiety. And you know what we've done in this society today? We've got people hooked on drugs because of anxiety. We've tossed pills at every little situation. When the Word of God gives a prescription right here, hey, don't get upset about anything. But in everything, begin
this
to thank
is
me.
A demonstration
begin to praise
of
me.
Wirecast.
And when you do that, the peace of God, which I know that God says, I know this, it transcends your understanding, but my peace will take your heart and put a guard around it. My peace will take your heart and put a guard around it. My peace will take your mind and put a shield around it so that you won't be anxious. My peace will be your pill. It would probably shock us if we took an honest poll, and we're not going to do it. But it would probably really shock us.
Demonstration of Wirecast.
If I said, how many of you are on some sort of drug just to kind of take the edge off, just to kind of help you with? Because, hey, look on TV at night. They're advertising those every night. You're either super anxious, having trouble in your intimate life, or you need a lawyer. Watch TV. See? They run this every night. You need these drugs, or you need a lawyer. I mean, what happened to the Waltons?
Demonstration of Wirecast. You know?
Why can't we just live in a big house somewhere and be happy with all of our kids, okay? Josh is going, no more kids. The peace of God, though, it transcends all your understanding. You know what? You can't get here to verse 7 without Jesus. You can't. You can't get to verse 7 and avoid all this crazy thinking, this terrible pressure, all this depression, holiday blues. You can't get there without Jesus. I love this. I saw it, and I'm sure you've seen it many times. No Jesus, no peace. No Jesus, no peace. I saw that a couple of years ago, maybe 3 years ago. And I remember just saying, wow. No Jesus, no peace. No Jesus, then you know peace. And that's so true. Because he brings that peace that does pass all of our understanding.
This is a demonstration of Wirecast.
Brothers and sisters, whatever's true, whatever's noble, whatever's right, whatever's pure, whatever's lovely, whatever's admirable, if there's anything excellent or praiseworthy, these are the things you should be thinking about. It's impossible to think about those things categorically and not have peace in your heart and mind. If you think about things that are true, if you think about things that are pure and lovely and admirable and right,
this is a demonstration
your thought
of
processes, your thought life is going to be different. And you have to be careful with your mind. And what do we have to watch out for because of the mind? We have to watch out for social media. We have to watch out for TV. We have to watch out for all those influences that are really targeting our minds. And then verse number 9, Paul puts himself right out there on the edge. Look at what he does in verse 9. He says, whatever you learned or received
this
or heard from me or seen in
of
me,
Wirecast.
Put it into practice. Now, I don't know if y'all catch this or not, but this man's brave. He says, whatever you see of me, my life, Paul says, put it into practice, and the God of peace will be with you also. Because Paul'd been the distance, man. He'd been shipwrecked. He'd been left for dead. He'd been attacked by snakes. But he says, ever how you've seen me behave, you behave that way. I want to be
this
a mentor in your life.
Demonstration of Wirecast.
And you have to understand this. You need a mentor in your life, but guess what? You are also someone else's mentor. We were in a conversation a few weeks ago. I can't remember exactly how it went or exactly where I was, but I remember Julie Rasko was on the scene, and she said, we were talking about how just looking at the Phillips family, our pastors, you guys are just perfect. And I thought,
this
ah!
is a demonstration of Wirecast.
She says, y'all's family just seems like everything's just perfect. I thought, if this is perfect, you know, I mean, help me. Help me. But you know what? I forget sometimes. Pastor Sandy, you'll understand this. Jonathan, you'll understand this. I forget sometimes. Pastor Bernie, you'll understand this. I forget sometimes what
this
it's like
is a
to
demonstration
have
of Wirecast.
A pastor in my life. I remember before we pastored and I had a pastor, I used to think the pastor was all that. Man, I was nervous around him when I got around him because I didn't want to say anything wrong or stupid, and I didn't want to mess up anything. I wanted everything to come out of my mouth to be good, and I didn't want anything to be wrong because I was standing in front of God's representative. And we've been in the ministry so long, we forget how people think about preachers. But can I just
this
tell you something?
This is a demonstration of Wirecast.
We're far from your expectation. We are very normal. We are very, well, we're almost normal. If you were to come to my house, you would hear noises. Some of y'all didn't get that. I don't. You would hear noises.
This is a demonstration of Wirecast.
You would hear things that you'd say, come on, Pastor Wallace said that. Okay. Come on, y'all, lighten up. Okay. I mean, life is real. Okay. Life is real. It's very real. And here, you know, I don't know if I can be like Paul or not. Whatever you've learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, I strive to be that way.
This is a demonstration of Wirecast.
But Paul is saying, do like I do. How many of y'all heard the saying, hey, don't do like I do like I say do. Okay? Hey, there's a difference, isn't it? Paul says, in one other place, in another epistle, he said what? Follow me as I follow Christ. Okay? Follow me as I follow Christ. And to keep your head right in the holidays, you really do. Hey, you
this
need to find
is a demonstration of Wirecast.
A mentor in your life. But you need a mentor when it's not holidays too. You need a mentor. I need a mentor. I have mentors in my life. I have guys that I look up to. Guys that I try to emulate their styles, their ministry behaviors, their perspectives. I look at, all of us do. We have those heroes, those people that we allow to speak into our lives. And everybody needs a Paul.
This
but guess what? Everybody needs a Timothy
Wirecast.
Too. That's someone whom you can invest in. Paul had Timothy. And so you invest in somebody, somebody invests in you. And then we all need Barnabas. He's the son of encouragement. We all need people to encourage us. So whatever you've learned or received or heard from me, thank you, Rascos. I'm glad that you think that about me. And I hope that I don't let you down. I hope that I don't let you down.
This is a demonstration of Wirecast.
Always look at our family and think, well, you know what, man, things just seem so good. But can I just tell you something? You that are sitting in this room this morning, every one of us, if we were just asked in confidence or private, and someone just said, hey, man, is there any burden on your heart? Or you would probably say, oh, man, I'm so glad that you asked that. Yeah, I trust you, and I want to share this with you, and I'm so glad God put you in front of me. And you could bare your soul about personal issues that you were facing.
This is a demonstration of Wirecast.
Not confident about, not comfortable with, things that concerned you or led you to anxiety. And then if someone knew you, they would say, I would have never said that about her. I remember one time Pastor Sandy sitting in my office, and a husband, a man in my church, was sitting in front of me in my office, and he was bearing his heart. And he had gone through something,
This is a demonstration of Wirecast.
And he was just sitting there, and he said, man, I just need to get this out. And he starts telling me, and I said, after a minute, I just said, I know how you feel. And he just kept on talking, and he stopped. He said, what did you say? I said, I know how you feel. And he said, how could you know how I feel? I mean, you're the pastor. I said, what you just described is
a demonstration of Wirecast.
Of a situation that happened in my life. He cried all the more. He said, wow, I never thought that you would have faced that. See? Can I just be honest with you guys? Pinch yourself. We're all the same. We're of the framework of the dirt. We're just humanity. And we're redeemed by the precious blood of the Lamb, and God puts us on a different course, and we're moving forward. And I love the analogy from the pulpit again this morning. Keep your eyes ahead, man. Don't look back in the tracks. You've heard me say it before. Notice your car when you're driving. The windshield is huge. But the little rearview mirror, that's how much attention you ought to give to it, just a glance. Don't you dwell on what's behind you. Just peep at it occasionally. Keep you in check. But the windshield is wide open. And you're better off to look forward, not backward.
This is a demonstration of Wirecast.
Paul's the one who said, "You follow me, I follow Christ." Paul says, in this passage, Paul says, start rejoicing, quit worrying, bridle your heart, bridle your mind, think on the good stuff, emulate some good mentors in your life. Let me say it one more time. This is what he says. This is the notes in a nutshell. Start rejoicing, quit worrying, bridle your heart, bridle your mind, think on good things, and emulate good mentors. Emulate good mentors.
This is a demonstration
of
Wirecast.
You know, how many of y'all ever been to Fancy That in Edenton? Fancy That restaurant. That fancy cafe. They call it all kinds of stuff. As long as you use the word fancy, you'll find it. But they're known for what? Cornbread. Somebody's been there. So guess what? If you go to Fancy That, and their cornbread was in Southern Living magazine. If you go to Fancy That and you order their cornbread, now they're going to come to the table and they're going to say, any bread?
This is a demonstration of Wirecast.
Cornbread, yeah. They can give you French bread or cornbread. If you go to Fancy That, you don't want the French bread. Why? Because the cornbread will make you slap your grandmama and say, why'd you ever try to cook cornbread? Okay. Cornbread. But guess what will happen? If you say, man, this cornbread is awesome, you know what they'll do? They'll bring the recipe to your table and give it to you. They will. They're proud of it, and they don't care if you copy it.
This is a demonstration of Wirecast.
So we really do need good mentors in our lives. We really do need some people, that we can look up to and grab their recipe of life and grab their recipe on how they handle depression and grab their recipe on how they do marriage and grab their recipe on how they handle their pennies. And that's what we need, good mentors in our life. And that's what Paul calls for here. And he said, if you'll do this, your head will be better equipped for the holidays. Get your head straight. Let's do two more verses.
This is a demonstration of Wirecast.
Verse 12. Because this is a real important factor. Verse 12 says, I know what it is to be in need. And I know what it is to have plenty. And I, Paul says, have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation. Whether well fed or hungry. Whether living in plenty or in want.
This is a demonstration of Wirecast.
Okay. Paul understands what it means to have and what it means to have not. Okay? And so contentment is a big thing. Discontentment, hear this, discontentment have gotten a lot of people in trouble, especially financially. Discontentment.
This is a demonstration of Wirecast.
Don't sell you a car. They sell you a payment. When you go sit down and go talk to somebody about buying a vehicle, I mean, I went 9 years driving the same vehicles. And finally, one day I was talking on the phone to Pastor Joy. I said, hey, I'm out of town here looking around. What do you think about us getting a new vehicle? She said, I think you need a vehicle. And so I hadn't done this in a long
time. This is a demonstration of Wirecast.
And I go sit down with the guy, and this is what he says. What kind of payment do you want? And I'm looking for a car, a truck. He said, yeah, but what kind of payment do you want? I was confused. I said, I want a good deal. Okay? It's not about the payment. That's how messed up the society is, okay? And you know, you gotta learn to live where you need to live.
This is a demonstration of Wirecast.
You gotta learn to live where you need to live. That's called contentment. And over in the epistles of the pastoral epistles, when Paul's talking to Timothy, he says that you need to be content. He said, because some people, because of discontentment, have plunged themselves into ruin and destruction because they didn't know how to be content. But you, sir, he says, keep your head in all situations.
This is a demonstration.
Do the work of an evangelist. Make full proof of thy ministry, is what he says. So he was talking to Paul about the situation that he would run into as a minister of the gospel. He said, you're going to need to learn to be content. And then in verse 13, he says, just to conclude, he says, I can do this. I can do what? I can do all this. All of what? All of what I just read you in the past 20 minutes. I can do all of this. I can
this
rejoice.
Is a demonstration of
I can do every bit of it. I can stop worrying. I can bridle my heart and bring my mind to subjection. I can think on good stuff. I can emulate good mentors in my life. I can do all of this through him. Don't miss this, guys. People pull this verse out of the script. I can do all things. They're talking about moving mountains. No, he's not talking about moving mountains. He's talking about what I just shared with you for the last 20 minutes. I can do all of this through
this
him.
This is a demonstration of
when
Wirecast.
When you're studying the Bible, you need to ask yourself the question, what is this? I can do all this. What is this? Look at the verses above. I can have a clear mind at Christmas. I cannot pull out my card at Christmas. Okay? I can just pay cash for everything at Christmas. I can make my gifts at Christmas. I can re-gift.
This
have you ever done that? Come on, raise your hands right now if you've ever done it before. Raise your hands. Come on, don't you sit here in the house of God and lie. Have you ever re-gifted anything? I'm just kidding, y'all. Don't get upset. Don't get anxious. I've regifted a lot of things. You know why? Because my favorites are not praying hands and shepherds walking sheep. Okay? Okay. Pastor? I think the preacher would love that, don't you? No!
This is a demonstration of Wirecast.
Amen. What is Pastor Phillips like? The same thing you like, okay? Well, I love praying hands. Okay, I'll take a set, okay? From one of you. I can do all this from him who gives me strength. The holidays don't have to be
this
the most
This is depressing. A demonstration of Wirecast.
They really don't. They should be filled with joy. Had two events yesterday, one here at the church. Bobby Speller did a great event yesterday. Had a full house back there in the back, just people loving on each other and singing and worship dancing and things like that. Had a chance to speak to them. Had a great event last night over at Beechwood. And I said it because I meant it. I just said, thank you. I think I was talking to Chris at the door. I said, man, thank you guys.
This is a demonstration of Wirecast.
Bringing something different. This area, you know, this area is a deprived area. Thank you for doing something different. Something unique. Something that people enjoy. A couple of hundred people there last night, packed in there, doing a karaoke show. We still preach Jesus. We still talked about Jesus. We don't have to go through the holidays and be a Grinch.
This is a demonstration.
Because we don't have this or we don't have that. What do you really want for Christmas? How about time with your family? Hugs and loves and special desserts. Praying hands. Come on. I'm destined to get a set. I feel it, Lord. Don't you do it, okay?
This is a demonstration of Wirecast.
Don't you do it. But just remember, you can do this. You can do this. And I've discovered this. It doesn't matter, as musicians, you guys come if you would. It doesn't matter what it looks like on the outside. It really doesn't. You can pick anybody you can think of, and you can look at them and say, man, I sure wish I had it like they do.
Demonstration of Wirecast.
I sure wish I bet they lack for nothing. No, you don't know. Their challenges are just larger than yours. See? They just have bigger challenges. You know what? Ron McManus said, the grass is always greener over the septic tank. Not on the other side. Over the septic tank. Where the poop
is. This is a demonstration of Wirecast.
So, before you get your eyes on people and start thinking that they've just got everything, they've got it made, realize it just comes with more challenge. Okay? Their needs are greater. Their challenges are sometimes harder. Learn to be content. God, this is where you have me right now. And really, more than anything else, I need you. I need you.
This is a demonstration of Wirecast.
I need you, Lord. Why don't you take this in? We already had an altar service. If you need prayer, come. We'll pray for you. But why don't you take in the heart of what these words are saying and allow the words and the anointing of the Holy Spirit just to touch your heart. And if you're not content, why don't you ask the Lord to bring you content?
This is a demonstration
of
Wirecast.
Help you be satisfied. Lord, forgive me for being spoiled. Lord, forgive me for trying to be outside my means here. Lord, forgive me for acting like I like I shouldn't act. Just take this song in, would you?
This is a demonstration of Wirecast.
Thank you, Lord.
More than yesterday, I need you.
Demonstration of Wirecast.
We've got a video that we want to play for you in just a minute here.
This is a demonstration of Wirecast.
Cameroon is a very interesting place. It's about the size of the state of California, but it's very diverse in its landscape. From the rainforest to the south, and the mountains in the Northwest and every imaginable type of terrain in between, traveling in this country can be very difficult. That's where Speed to Light helps missionaries. As a missionary, one of the most important tools that we have for ministry is a sturdy, dependable vehicle. Speed to Light provides missionaries around the world with reliable transportation to help speed the light of the gospel in a world of darkness. In Cameroon, we use a 2014 Toyota Land Cruiser pickup truck. This thing is awesome. Only 1% of the roads are paved, and when we travel to remote villages to build churches, we're able to safely arrive because of the help of Speed the Light. When we teach in our Bible schools, Speed the Light takes us. The key to advancing the gospel is investing in the lives of new pastors that are there to preach the gospel in every corner of the country. I'm grateful for the students and churches in the Northwest that give to Speed the Light. There's an old African proverb that says, if you wish to go fast, go alone. But if you wish to go far, go together. Because of your help, we're going far in Cameroon. When you give to Speed the Light, it makes a difference. Lives are changed because of the good news.
Amen.
On behalf of every missionary from the Northwest, thanks for giving us the tools to make the name of Jesus Christ known. My name is Ben Dunlap, and I'm a missionary.
This is a demonstration of Wirecast.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord. Speed the Light. If you've ever heard of Speed the Light, can you just wave a hand at me?
Amen.
A few of you. Speed the Light equips missionaries all over the world and in the United States with vehicles and equipment that they need to speed the light of the gospel throughout the world. This video happens to be about Cameroon, but there are all kinds of ministries.
This is a demonstration of Wirecast.
2 weeks ago, they talked about Speed the Light, and we got to teach the youth what it is. And so we asked them, do you want to raise money for Speed the Light? And they said yes. And then we read a list of about 7 or 8 ministries. And unanimously, they immediately all said they wanted to support Freedom Ministries. Freedom Ministries provides freedom. They help women to experience freedom.
This is a demonstration of Wirecast.
From human trafficking in the United States. And then we asked them, I said, well, how much do you guys think we can raise? And the deadline is December 31st. How much do you think we can raise by December 31st? And they said, $5,000. I said, come again? Excuse me? And you know, this is right after a message where the preacher has preached about dreaming big. I think it was coordinated.
This is a demonstration of Wirecast.
And I, as a youth pastor, I can't say, you know, God is a God of miracles. Dream big. And then when they tell me $5,000, no, God can't do that. Let's pick something else. So this is the number that the youth have given me by December 31st. And so we're going to do a bake sale next week, but we want to take up an offering today. We want to give you an opportunity to sow into Speed the Light, to help rescue women from human trafficking. And again, this is something that happens right here.
This is a demonstration of Wirecast.
And so we want to put our resources into helping rescue women. And I want to read a scripture for you. Isaiah 61, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because the Lord has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and freedom to the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of our God's vengeance, to comfort all.
This is a demonstration of Wirecast.
We want to see all people experience this. So as the ushers prepare to take up the offering, those of you that are watching online, if you're on your computer, if you go to the top left of your screen, there's a button that says give. Just click on that. You can designate it as guest or missions. If you're on your mobile device, there's in the app at the very bottom, there's a little button that says give. So with that, we want to receive an offering to support Speed the Light and equip Freedom Ministries with vehicles and equipment they need to rescue women from human trafficking.
Praise the Lord.
This is a demonstration of Wirecast.
For your $5,000 this morning. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Thank you for giving to Speed the Light. Just peeped outside.
This is a demonstration of Wirecast.
Good luck getting home. God bless you guys for being here. It's just slightly raining. So thank you for being here today. It's been a great day to be in the house of the Lord. Give yourselves a hand, would you? Come on. Thank you for being here today. God bless you. Fellowship among yourselves. The cafe's open for just a few minutes. If you need a coffee or something before the road, God bless you guys. Fellowship before you leave.
This is a demonstration of Wirecast.